rifle. It's called cartridges, bullets. Now the old Southerners used to call it bullets, see? But the cartridges is what it's called. And a shotgun is called shell. Shotgun shells and cartridges.
It wouldn't be the difference between a cartridge and a bullet.
Oh, yeah, the bullet is just a lead bullet. You've seen pistol bullets or a rifle bullet with a bullet in there. But a shell, it's a powder and the shot's in it, you know. You shoot. It's different.
But a cartridge and a bullet would be the same thing.
No, they're different. They're different make thing all together.
They're different from the shell, but they're not.
Yes.
But they're the same.
Well,
or is the bullet just a piece of lead?
Now, have you ever seen a 30-30? Well, of course, I've handled 30-30s. I was in the Army a while in the 1918 First World War. I was at Camp Gordon, Georgia, up above Atlanta. You know where that is? Well, old Camp Gordon out. It ain't Camp Gordon now. Camp Gordon is somewhere there, but you know, it was saying the middle wire streetcar run out there at old Camp Gordon, and if you was on guard duty, it was hard job right there that you know, the rail train come in. Now I have seen 85,000 men in that camp on parade, and it looked like the whole world was there, and it was pretty, you know. Just about hour before sunset, called the retreat of the flag at sunset, see? And they had all the companies. Now there's 10 companies to a regiment, see? And there's 132 men in a company, in the office. I was in Company I, 12th Georgia Regiment. Company H faced us. Company I and Company H. Well, I was in the last of the draft. The war ended in November the 11th, 1918. And you know, they moved troops at night. They didn't move them big time on account of spies all the way there. If you was on guard duty, you had to meet them streetcars was coming out of Atlanta every 15 minutes, see? But when you were on guard duty, you had to see who got on or off. Now that streetcar, see? All that camp was in your hands when you were on guard. In due time of war. Somebody comes in and blew up the whole camp. Spy, you know, or something. And every one of them trains, and sometimes troops, you know, recruits coming in, you had to get the papers and all and carry it to the joint general. Now, you can't leave your post.
Have you been up there? Have you been all around Georgia? I guess you've been all around Georgia.
Well, I was a little over Georgia. I've been around Macon. We've been through Macon and Hazelhurst, all through there. And we, you know, used to go on 18-mile hikes with full pack, 76 pounds.
Where else did you go?
Well, they used to have another little camp out from Camp Gordon there. They used to camp, and they used to, you know, learn how to sleep on the ground. You had to carry every pack with you, and you could roll that pack, you know, where you put it on your back. So everything had a place on you. At your rifle, they taught you to take care of your rifle. That was 30-30 Springfield. Now, them things were steel jacket bullets. They'd kill you 2 or 3 miles away. And kick you? Well, the guard, when you was on guard duty, your rifle was loaded, see? But of course, the soldiers, when they're on drill, their rifle.